CPR 39 for the week ending March 13th, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from our gun turret high atop Rancho Del Waldo, this is Uncle Waldo. And you're listening to the All-Star Spectacular on Campground Pirate Radio.
Take a look back in time to remember.
I'm a torque, so cool. I'm just a fool, and I just can't figure it out. I just don't understand why does she love me.
Campground Pirate Radio, we live by one simple rule. Don't suck.
Thank you. above the freezing while she told me her telephone number. And when she asked me name, I stood up and hurried away.
Another lad apprentice in a woman jacker.
We do it in a horseman.
chapter.
We do it in a horseman style.
Missy me busy time, me hunting never stop.
We do it in a horseman style.
And when she touch me bamboo, we never stop rising high.
We do it in a horseman style.
Come here, child.
Uncle Waldo.
How the hell y'all doing, everybody? And welcome back to Campground Pirate Radio's All Sky Spectacular. As I was collecting up some music for future shows, I realized I had a whole bunch of second and third wave ska in the archives. So, looks like it's time for a ska show. Well, I mentioned I might be doing this week to Cody over at Your Uncle's Lap podcast. He said his girlfriend Georgie would love me for this. So, Georgie,
I like long walks on the beach, candlelight dinners, and Browning automatic rifles.
Georgie, who the hell is Georgie?
Nobody, dear, just a friend. Gotta be a little careful around Miss Steffi. She's a little protective about her man. But God, I love her. Hey, so back to the music. This is Baggage from My Superhero, only on the CPR.
Frisco is so far and away. But we'll get there.
Let's go.
Hey guys, Waldo here. Now people have asked me, why should I have my money in silver? The first problem with that statement is that they think the paper in their pocket is actually money. It's not. Gold and silver is actually money. That paper in your wallet just represents a mythical concept by your government making you think it's worth something. It's not. Times are tough, and that piece of paper buys less and less every day. In the meantime, it takes more and more of that worthless paper to purchase precious metals. The stockpiles of silver are dwindling, and there's talk that silver may soon become more precious than gold. Before that piece of paper becomes worthless, you need to start investing in silver now. The folks at Silver Saver have made it so simple, even I can do it. You can do it too, even for as little as $25 a week. Go to campgroundpirateradio.com page and click on the Silver Saver logo. You'll be glad you did.
Another hour of the best music. Music starts right now on Campground Pirate Radio.
Skulls, Land of Misfit Toys. Hey, here's a cool one from the Butlers. Sold down the river.
Oh, she might see how foolish she was for leaving me. Might take a bruise or two before she longs for my abuse. Running away, what did I get? She left my mind a sloppy mess. Was it so hard to talk about stuff that I could not figure out? Suspect that the cause couldn't be as bad as the effect. Crazy girl, just I seem to collect and scribble down notes like a science project. Your argument is no defense, it's a big fat lie of a false pretense. But now I roam from home to work, singing songs about you and feel like I shirk. She might see how foolish she was for leaving me. Might take a bruise or two before she longed for my abuse. Running away was easy, I guess, but she left my chest a hollowed out mess. Wasn't so hard to talk about stuff that I couldn't figure out.
Waldo, it's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. So unless you're living in a cave in Tora Bora, you know that Osama Emmanuel Goldstein Bin Laden was killed by U.S. Navy SEAL Team 6, previously known as Dick Cheney's personal death squad. According to the government's current story, which has been repeatedly revised, and considering the Obama administration's record on transparency, still a good deal away from the truth. The arch-terrorist was executed as he cowered unarmed after making the sort of furtive movement that has cost so many American minorities their lives in confrontations with local police. What we do know is a bearded terrorist was killed in Pakistan, in a Tony suburb of the capital, an enclave of the local military brass on the very same block as the Pakistani Military Academy. It's as if Tim McVeigh had escaped and holed up for a decade in a custom McMansion in Annapolis or Langley. The claim is that American intelligence services learned of the compound in Abbottabad last August, and they've been watching it ever since, tracking the comings and goings of various Al-Qaeda associates and couriers to conclude that he was there. But the truth is, almost every facet and detail of Obama's story vis-a-vis the Bin Laden raid has been contravened by the Pakistani ISI or eyewitness accounts. Even that photo from the Situation Room was staged. Now, I can't say I trust the ISI any more or less than the Pentagon or the CIA, but obviously there's something less than full disclosure going on here. Never mind the repeated claims made by high-ranking civilian and military authorities across the free world since 9/11, assuring us that bin Laden was almost certainly dead as a result of his chronic kidney disease, which required regular dialysis. Never mind the nearly decade-long search in Waziristan, while billions of dollars in foreign aid were funneled to Islamabad for their cooperation. It's really hard to fathom all the angles and pluck the nuggets of reality from within all these half-truths and outright lies. Let's just assume that it really was Osama bin Laden, that he really was killed by these Navy SEALs after a months-long investigation into his whereabouts, succeeding where a decade-long war in neighboring Afghanistan had failed. Why instantly dispose of the body? Why not let the DNA be independently verified? Why not show us the pictures, especially after early ones were revealed to be fake? Why not, as with Saddam Hussein and his sons, allow the press and civilians to view the body firsthand, so no doubt would be left in anyone's mind? Why did they even kill him instead of taking him prisoner and giving him the waterboard treatment they're so fond of? It's as if they went out of their way to create a conspiracy theory to inspire deathers who doubted the veracity of the story. Honestly, I'm no truther or even generally sympathetic to that line of thinking. But this whole thing just stinks to high heaven. I really have no reason to believe anything the government says without concrete corroboration. And right now, all we have to go on with respect to the Osama bin Laden story is their word. It's absolutely absurd, ridiculous even, like the plot of some third-rate surreal spy novel. The idea that the public can't handle the truth of the photos or they'll inflame the Muslim world is just insane. We've seen worse, even very recently, from the front. Abu Ghraib, the kill squad photos, the collateral murder footage, and more. So screw the birth certificate. We need the Donald to make Obama release all the facts about Osama.
March slow!
We'll be right back. living here is holding me alone.
They won't leave me alone.
You're my sister, I don't wanna call you on the phone.
I wanna call you on the phone.
It gets so hard to get down, don't let you go away. But if you did, I know I'd think about you anyway. We wasn't closer than I think I could turn out this way. But now I've seen you, and I haven't got a word to say. I want you so, but my pride it tells me no. And if I can't let you go, yeah, baby, how can I let you know? And that I love you,
you know I love
and
you.
That I need
baby,
you,
I need you.
And that I got to have you.
Come on.
I want you so. Other girls, but they are not quite the same. I get so many ways I try to forget your name. I spend my time with them, but all I do is think of you. You know you piss me off with all the stupid things you do. But other girls, I come along with them anyway. It's all I really have, it's just a stupid honey play. I want you so, but my pride it tells me no. And if I can't let you go, then baby, how can I let you know? And that I love you,
you know I love you.
And that I need you,
you know I need you.
And I got to have you. I want you so. But there are times when everything's okay. Times when I can just enjoy the day. Times when I got so much to do. Times when I do not think of you. Then I go out and see your face. Suddenly I feel so out of place. I don't know what to do, don't know what to say.
I don't think you care away.
And Little Leash. I like that song. It's kind of cool. Hey, I want to remind everybody about our 100 by 100 promo we got going right now. I'm trying to get 100 reviews on iTunes before it hits 100 degrees in Tucson. And we actually got a little bit of a cold spell here. It dropped down into the 80s. We actually had one day like at 79. It was really nice. But it's going to get 100 really, really soon here. So I need you guys to go over to iTunes, go do a search for Campground Pirate Radio. Click on it, bring it up. Down at the bottom where it says reviews, click the little 5-star. That'd be really nice if you would. And maybe add a little couple of words or, you know, whatever you want to say there. I'd really appreciate it. I'm trying to get to 100. Hey, in fact, let's check and see where we're at. And bringing it up, we've got 10. Yeah, we got 10. But hey, that's twice as many as I had before. So thanks for the people that jumped on and gave me some nice reviews over here. We got some really cool stuff on here. And what's that one about a speeding ticket? Hey, well, hey, listen, if you're playing this thing while you're driving, that's your own problem. But the way you work around it, turn it up even louder. Then you're driving so damn fast the cops can't catch you. Hey, here's one from Link 80. This is Pretty Girls.
When they're at the show, said, hey, let's go to Pretty Girl. Never say, yeah. We'll be right back.
blood is every day. My bones are aching in the permanent torturing way. I put a bottle of whiskey in my head. My kind of lifestyle in remembrance makes me mad. So I'm staggering through streets again. I'm just a drunkard straight to my head.
Ha ha! girls, let's get together. We're gonna have a great time. Hey, all you girls, I see you at a party. I see you getting drunk and making for yourself. But that's okay, I'll get together anyways. Just as long as I never see you again. Yes, say you want love, and you think I really care. All you were was a one-night stand, and all I wanted was your sex. Come on, girls, let's get together. We're gonna have a great time. I'll take off your clothes, take off mine, then we'll begin tonight. Come on, girls, let's get together. We're gonna have a great time. I'll take off your clothes, take off mine. And yeah, don't mean shit to me. All you want is a relationship, and I just want you to suck my dick. Come on, all you girls, let's get together. We're gonna have a great time. I'll take off your clothes, take off mine, then we'll begin tonight. Come on, all you girls, let's get together. We're gonna have a great time. I'll take off your clothes, take off mine. We'll be right back.
It's like being at an awesome party without all the damn mingling. Campground Pirate Radio.
Relate to reality. Yeah. potential's too weird. The middle class was too blind to see the true nobility of Don Quixote. Oh, Don Quixote, fight your way into the heart of Mr. Hot Dog.
We'll be right back.
remember these days
with a tear,
with a tear in his eye.
The days of the circus
were these days
have gone by.
Yes, they have gone by.
Everybody for coming on out to this week's All Ska Spectacular. I hope you enjoyed it. I know as I sure as hell did. Hey, don't forget, we're having the 100 by 100 promo going on, so run over to iTunes and leave your review. Hey, if you haven't subscribed to iTunes, click on the I subscribe. That helps me too. I'm trying to really run this thing up so we can get more people joining the show here. And, you know, when you get more reviews and more subscriptions, you run on up on the little ticker there. Don't forget to join us over on Facebook. You can find us at Campground Pirate Radio Fans. And let me, what else do I got? I got Twitter. Yeah, I got Twitter. Join me at Uncle Waldo. Hey, and before I take off here, I want to leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. Hey, this is Dr. Ringding, and the Senior All-Stars I'm going to leave you with. You all have a good one. I'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.
So would you like to dance? Dance with me.
Dance all night.
Yeah, baby, rock all night and dance the night away. Say, so would you like to dance?
Dance with me.
Yeah, mama, rock with me.
Dance all night.
Oh, baby, dance all night and dance the night away. Tender and eyes so bright, I just talked to her for a minute or two, and we were dancing whole night through. Said, would you like to dance?
Dance with me.
Yeah, mama, dance with me.
Dance all night.
Come on and rock with me and dance the night away. Dancing the whole night through. Said, would you like to dance?
Dance with me.
down and dance all night.
Dance all night.
Yeah, honey, rock all night and dance the night away. Say, would you like to dance?
Dance with me.
Yeah, mama, rock with me.
Dance all night.
Yeah, baby, dance all night and dance the night away.
Minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.